This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bechtesh. Hundreds of teachers demonstrated at the state capitol yesterday. They want lawmakers to adequately fund public education. This comes in the wake of several teacher strikes in other states. Here in the Valley, teachers in the Roaring Fork and Aspen school districts also demonstrated before classes started. To learn about these so-called walk-ins, I'm joined by Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
What did you hear from the teachers in Colorado? Why are they protesting?
Colorado is 46th in the nation when it comes to average salaries for teachers. 95% of rural educators are paid below the cost of living. This is according to Carrie Dahlman. She's the president of the Colorado Education Association, which is one of the state's teachers' unions. According to the Constitution, the state is supposed to increase education funding with the rate of inflation, and they haven't done that. The result is that Colorado's public education has essentially an $828 million IOU from the state. So yesterday, a committee in the House was discussing this IOU question. Another was talking about overhauling the pension fund, which is where all these teachers have their retirements. So a lot was at stake yesterday.
Okay, so that's what we were seeing at the State House. What was happening here locally?
Teachers were standing outside their schools before classes started. They were holding up signs. Here's Rhonda Tatham. She's the president of the Roaring Fork Community Education Association, which means she's the local liaison for the union for the Colorado Education Association. She's also a teacher at Carbondale Middle School.
We had signs. We were out there. We were wearing our red for public ed. And then we walked in. All of the teachers walked into each building together and started their day.
Okay, so we didn't see any disruption to the school day yesterday. Will the teachers end up striking?
They're not striking. All the teachers who showed up to the Capitol yesterday had taken a personal day. The truth is, striking isn't really an option for a lot of teachers in Colorado. Carrie Dahlman, the president of the Colorado Education Association, told me that most teachers in the state are covered under collective bargaining contracts, and a lot of those have a no-strike clause in them.
Oh.
The Roaring Fork School District is not one of these, so teachers there could strike if they wanted to. But when I spoke with Rhonda Tatham, she basically said, what's the point? It's not our district's fault that the state isn't allocating enough money to public education. So I think the answer is no. We're probably not going to see in Colorado what we just saw in places like Arizona and West Virginia.
So if they can't strike, do teachers in Colorado have any teeth behind these requests?
I asked that question to Carrie Dahlman, and here's what she had to say.
You know, our leverage is to bring these classroom educators and parents and community members down here to the Capitol. If we need to come back, we're going to come back and make sure that our elected representatives hear us.
So as these issues continue through the House, we'll see if teachers feel compelled for even more action.
Okay, thank you, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
I'm Allison Bechtesh. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.